Many brothers and sisters said, after 2 or 3 years from marriage, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years of marriage, love goes down. خلاص, no more warm love and no more warm relationship between the both parties. See, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she passed away. Years after years after years, he still loved her the same way. Do you know when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have extra meat in his house, he will order them to take this meat to Khadija's friends. He said, because this is her friends, I want to give them gift. For his wives, which she passed away, her friends, he will give them gifts because of his love to his wife. He's good even to her friends and her family. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he talked that, Aisha said, radiallahu anha, once I got so jealous. Because when he talked about her so much. Then when I told him, why you care much about an old woman? She has a red gums. She mean by red gums, because all of her teeth fell down. She's old. She doesn't have teeth anymore. And her gums very red. You know, when you see old people, they don't have any more teeth. Their gums very red. She said, what you want of a woman? حمراء الشدقين. Yeah, and he doesn't have a teeth, and she looks ugly and old. What you care much? Why you care much about her? She said, when I said that, he was so mad at me. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his love was true love. It's not a matter of she changed, like, oh, she became she doesn't look good anymore. The love died. No. The love is not only for how she looks like. It's more deeper than that. He was so mad at her, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she said, and I heard a lot of things. I wish I didn't say any single word to him about her. He gave me a lesson. قال فأسمعني ما أوجعني. And she said, and he kept repeating these things 1 month. Every day and night he see me. He said, Aisha, she was this and this and this and this. And I said, wallahi, I will never say anything more about her. But once she did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قالت يا رسول الله, إن كان لك بعير, أكنت تطعمه من شجرة أكل منها أم من شجرة لم يؤكل منها? She said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, yep, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have a question for you. He said, what? She said, if you have a camel and you see there is trees and there is tree, there is other camels eating from this tree or ate already from this tree. And there is a tree new, never been touched by any camels. Where are you going to let your camel eat from? From the tree never been touched or from the tree already the camels ate it? You know what she means. She's very, radiallahu anha, she used to say, to show her love so much to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, look to this example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he made Hajj, he took all of his wives. Then Safiya, you know, she is a daughter, she's a Jewish woman, and she became Muslim, and she married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her camels for somehow get sick and he couldn't move. فدخل عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي تبكي. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم came to her and she was crying because her camel is not moving and she afraid that she will miss the Hajj with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم enter while she's crying. فقام يمسح دموعها بيديه. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم start taking and stopping her from her crying, and the Prophet ﷺ will wipe his tear with his hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling her, "Don't cry," with his own hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and cleaning her face from the tears or her cheek from the tear. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Don't worry, don't worry," and he ordered the whole caravan to stop for her. فقال لزينب بنت جحش أفقري أختك جملا يعني اعطي أختك جملا فقالت أنا أفقر يهوديتك والله ما كان she said, the Prophet ﷺ told Zainab bin Jahsh, why you don't give him one of your camels? She has camels because she's rich. Zainab, she's a rich woman. Then she told him, do you want me to give your Jewish woman a camel? Oh no. She was jealous. She doesn't want that. But anyway, the Prophet ﷺ gave her a camel. The Prophet ﷺ, he know that a woman can be jealous. Therefore, he was not harsh with a woman when she says something not proper because out of her jealous. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she see the love in his life. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sick one night or one day. Safiya, this Safiya, and she was 17 years old when he married her, and she was so beautiful woman, radiallahu anha. She walked into the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he's sick. فقالت والله يا نبي الله لوددت أن ما بك بي. She said, يا رسول الله, I wish that this pain in me, not in you. She said, very nice. I wish that this pain in me, not in you. Then his rest of his wives there. فجعلنا يتغامزن. يعني they look at each other and said, yeah, you know. They said like that. They look at, yeah. She's saying that. فقال من أي شيء تغامزكن والله إنها صادقة. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, why are you doing that? والله she's saying the truth. والله she's saying the truth. Don't write anything. Sorry. Even by the way, صفية لما تزوجها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Aisha, she want to see what this new girl looks like. قَالَ فَتَنَقَّبَتْ. She wore niqab and she covered herself and she walked into the wedding to see Safiya and nobody see her. But the Prophet ﷺ recognized Aisha and he told, ha, how you find her? How she is? She was coming back. She said, قَاتْ يَهُودِيَّةٌ مِّنْ يَهُودِيَّاتِهِمْ. She said, she's just a Jewish woman like any Jewish woman. She did admit that she is a beautiful woman. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also once Aisha was telling him a story, a long story about 11 women they gathered and they start talking bad about their wives. And some of them mentioned good thing about it. This is before Islam, this story. Aisha repeating the story, narrated the same story to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She mentioned in the end of the story a man. And this man, his name Abu Zarr. His wife loved him so much. When she talk about him, she put him in very, very high degree. Even though she said, يعني nothing ever similar to Abu Zarr. I love him more than anything else. When she described him, she praised him, his daughters from his ex-wife. She praised his mother, which is very rare to find a woman do that. Is her mother-in-law. She praised also even his servant, his camel, his son. She praised everything belonged to him. Because when you love somebody, you love all his belongings. Yani if I love my wife, I will love her car. She loves you. She loves everything from you. She loves your clothes. She loves the color you love. That's something very obvious. When you love somebody, you start loving everything he loves. Because this basically is something common sense. Anyway, she was talking about him life, mentioning everything about her life with him. I can't say because it's a very long story. Anyway, amazing. She said, but after a while, he saw a woman outside, has two kids, and she had a big breast, and he liked her, he divorced me, and he married her. That's what she said. Yeah, and even he didn't marry her with her. No, he divorced her and he married the other one. And she's still saying, and he is the best man I ever had in my life. Even that he divorced her, he did all these bad things to her. She said, I love him more than anything else. She married another man, was a great man. And she said, he honored me more than my ex. He loved me more than my ex. But still my love to my ex, nothing similar to it. You know what the Prophet said to Aisha when she said that? She said, do you know? My love to you, like Abu Zar' loves to Aisha, to his wife, but I will not divorce you. Yani we love each other like these couples, but I will not divorce you. But Aisha, smart, she didn't stop. She said, no, Ya Rasulullah, you are better than Abu Zar'. You are better than him. She's a smart girl. She said, you are better than him. She didn't say, oh, that, no. She always liked to add something to the conversation. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to care about their feelings so much. Once Aisha radiallahu anha, she's a young girl, there are some Ethiopians were playing with their small spears in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mosque, in the rear of the mosque, playing with their spears. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, come to watch them. To watch them. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she's a young girl, and we have to consider that. Young girl, your wife might be young, and she need to go for traveling, to go with you, to have fun with you. You know, some people deal with his wife. You have to consider that, to put this into considerations. The age of your wife, how old she is, and what she wants, what she loves. The Prophet said, no, Aisha, what he did? He said, come and watch them. Look to this beautiful, beautiful picture. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam covered Aisha, or he put a curtain, he held a curtain with his hands, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Aisha came and she put her chin on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shoulder. Then she said, and I put my cheek touching his cheek. What a lovely way. Do you imagine that? She putting her chin on her shoulder, her cheek touching the Prophet's own cheek, and she watching. Like that. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, do you finish? She said, no, not yet. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, do you finish? 3 times. Stay for a while. She said, no, not yet. She said, wallahi, I'm not enjoying watching them, I'm enjoying myself touching him. And I want all his other wives to see me. She said that. To see that. رضي الله عنه. قالت قال لا تعجل وما بي حب النظر إليهم ولكن أحببت أن يبلغ النساء مقامه لي ومكاني منه رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. Then all of the sudden Umar ibn al-Khattab walked. The Ethiopians boys ran from Umar and Aisha ran inside her house رضي الله عن عمر, because they respect him so much. Aisha said, I used to play with dolls, and the Prophet ﷺ used to send young girls in my age to my house to play with me. When he will send some girls in her age to play with her. See how much his consideration, ﷺ, he consider what she wants, what she needs. He will send somebody to spend some time with her. رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. See this amazing narrations that the Prophet ﷺ had been written by Bukhari and Muslim. She said, I went with the Prophet ﷺ once in one of his battles, one of his journeys. Then she said, in the desert, my necklace fell down. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I lost my necklace. Then the Prophet ﷺ, and it was night, Maghrib time, the night, it was dark already. The Prophet ﷺ said, everybody stop, the whole army, the whole caravan, look for her necklace. Then the Prophet started looking for her necklace. He didn't say, who cares about your necklace? We have business to take care of. I will give you another. No. And she was not afraid to say, I know, sister. She's afraid to tell her husband what she wants, because she's sure that he will not consider that, or he will not recognize what she wants. She's afraid. She does not. She said, yes, I lost my necklace. I want it. He said, okay. Let's look for it. Imagine yourself, you're traveling, huh, in the hotel, and she lost. Who told you to lose your ring? I don't want to use the words some people use. You know? Carry, let's go, move on. No, he said stop. Then all army was upset with Aisha. The whole army said, and guess what? They said, and here there is no water. Because people, old days when they travel in the desert, the only stop where there's water, well, or like oases or something. But there's nothing. What are we going to do? We can't move in the night. How are we going to pray to perform wudu? It's a big problem for them. And they were very upset. Then she said, I know that my father will be angry at me. Then he came to me in the night, and I heard a lot of bad words from him. She said, فَعَاتَبَنِي عِتَابًا شَدِيدًا. He gave me very hard words. He talked to me very harsh. Why you did that? Why you forced the Prophet ﷺ? And the Prophet ﷺ was laying down and his head in my lap, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sleeping. While Abu Bakr, while my father, talking to me and saying, why you did that? And he used to tab me in my waist here. Very strong sometimes. And wallahi, I want to scream. I want to move, but I couldn't because I don't want to wake him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he was sleeping in my lap. So I was like holding myself. And he doing that, my father. He's angry at her. Then all of a sudden, subhanallah, sisters. When the morning came, no water, how are we going to pray? Allah revealed verses from the sky that a Muslim's allowed to use the sand instead of the water if there is no water. Then one of the Prophet's companion, Usayd ibn al-Hudayr, came to Aisha's tent and he said, مَا هَذِهِ بِأَوَّلُ بَرَكَاتِكُمْ يَا آلِ أَبِي بَكْرِ. She said, this is not the first good things comes from this house, Abu Bakr's house, because of what happened. Brothers, this way of the Prophet ﷺ, when he dealt with them, it shows you that the Prophet ﷺ cares so much. Once he was traveling and he had Safiya, his wife, allowed Safiya to ride next to him in his camel, ﷺ. Then all of a sudden he fell down with her, the camels, for some reasons, hit a rock or something, both of them fell down, the Prophet and his wife. Then Abu Talha jumped from his camel toward Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see the woman first. See? Both of them fell down. He said, see the woman, see my wife first. Then what Talha did, he said, then I put my thobe like this and behind me and I walked toward her with my back. Because I don't know, maybe she uncovered when she fell down. I don't want to see her aura. So I walk with my back. When I was close to her, I call her. Then I threw my thobe to her. She can cover herself with it. Report by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he will not, Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tolerant. He will forgive. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his wives, Hafsa, she's a such good cooker. She cooked very good. By the way, Aisha, she doesn't know how to cook. That's what she said. I don't know how to cook. He never bit mad at her. I know some people will like divorce because she doesn't know how to cook. That's not excuse. I'm advising my sister to go get some books and learn. But anyway, because you don't want anything else to happen to you. Anyway, so what he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was with his guests. And look to this, with his guests, and Hafsa sent food to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send food to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha in her house, she will not allow somebody to send food. What that means? This insulting. When the person who came, the servant who came with the food, Aisha, she got a rock and she hit the plate with it. All the food spilled out. All the food fell, the plate broken. And all the food in the ground. Front of the Prophet ﷺ and his guests. La alaik, what you will do if it's you? What's your reaction gonna be? front of your guests, what are you going to do? Ask yourself, less than that. Once, one of the brothers was telling, one guy he married in his honeymoon. We don't believe in honeymoon, we believe in live moon. And then live moon, and honey life. That all your life should be honey and nice and good. Anyway, he's in his first week of marriage. His wife was walking for somebody, she hit herself in the chair. She said, "Oh, you okay, my sweetheart?" In a very nice way. She said, "Yeah, I'm okay." This girl said, after 2 years, and we were in the same hotel, and I walk in and subhanAllah, I hit myself on the same chair. He said, "Are you blind? You didn't see this chair in front of you?" The same hotel. Wallahi, the girl said, the same hotel. The same thing happened. 2 years only, different. The love changed. See, the Prophet ﷺ, she did all of that. Then what the Prophet ﷺ did, he smiled. And she said, "Your mother became jealous." End of the story. Then he told Aisha to give Hafsa one of her plates. That's it. Not a big deal. Because he understand, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand the feeling of women. Not all the time they are perfect, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes he will be mad at her, he will correct her. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the house in the night, Aisha said, "No, he's not going to leave the house in my night to go to somebody else." She said, "I follow him." Then he went to the graveyard, al-Baqi'. She said, "I hide. I'm seeing what he's doing." Then he raised his hand and he made dua 3 times. Then he returned back home. She said, "I start walking. He walks fast, I walk fast. He ran, I ran. He walked, I walk faster. I get to my bed, I cover myself, but I was breathing very because running." She said, "When the Prophet ﷺ saw me like that, the Prophet ﷺ said, 'Hashya Arabia.' He said, 'What's wrong with you? You have asthma or something?'" See, he cares about her. She said, "Because whenever I am sick, he will ask about me." Aisha said, "He asked me that because whenever I am sick, the Prophet show his care." He said, "What's wrong with you? You have asthma or something?" See the care? She said, "No, I don't. I don't have anything." She said, "No, there's something wrong with you. I left you okay." She said, "Nothing." He said, "Wallahi, you're going to tell me or Allah will tell me." A big trouble. She said, "Okay, whatever we can try to hide is not going to hide from him. I'll tell you. I thought you are going to some of your wives. So I follow you." She said, "Oh, so you are this person who are following me." Then she said, "He tapped me, he pushed me, my chest, very strong. It hurt me. He hurt me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." See, sometimes it requests that the person, sometimes he firm. He said, "You thought that I will be unjust or with you? You know why I left without telling you? Because Jibreel came, and Jibreel, he will not walk into the room while you don't have your clothes on." And this is another thing to know. From his romantic life, you want to say that? From his lovely wife, from his loving life, loving way of life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he will sleep, he will take off his shirt, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his t-shirt, and he will allow his skin to touch his wife's skin, just to make it more close to each other, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She doesn't have her clothes on. She says, "Jibreel, he will not walk in. And I don't want you to wake you up in the middle of the night, tell you, put your clothes on, and I have to go somewhere, because I'm afraid you will be scared." See how much he care about her? It's really scare you. Imagine you are with your wife, somebody call you in the middle of the night, "Come here quickly." "Oh, I have to go. What's happened?" She will be very worried. What's happened? What's going on? The Prophet, he don't want her to be like that. Sleep, calm, don't worry. He will do it by himself. See how much he cares, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
because of that he was so angry at her. But she's very smart. Do you know what she said? She said, "Ya Rasulullah, so what they should say when I walk in the graveyard?" Now, are we talking about the supplications of walking into the graveyard? No, he talking about the problem. How you think that way about me? But she switched the subject. She said, "What?" He said, "Salam to her." Yeah, you should say, "Assalamu alaykum, ahl al-diyar min al-mu'minin wal-muslimin, rahim Allah al-mustaqdimin minkum, minna wal-mustaqhirin, wa inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqun." He started talking about other issue, about what to say when you walk into the graveyard. But he's ill, so, sallam, he didn't say, "Yeah, but let's go back to the subject." No. Khalas, she got the lesson, she learned something, pass on. And this is the good man. The good man is not the one who will stop with every single mistake to investigate. In Nabi sallam, he cares about even more less than what you imagine. Once Hafsa and Aisha, they had a deal. As I told you, they are in one group, and they don't like Zainab. And the Zainab, she's rich, as I told you before, and she used to have honey in her house. And the Prophet says, who can offer to buy honey in that time? Anyway, the Prophet loved honey so much. So therefore, the Prophet used to go to Zainab so much often. And Zainab will say to others, "Oh, he had a honey in my house. You don't have it." So Aisha and Hafsa said, "We will make a deal. When he comes out from Hafsa, from Zainab, and come to your house, tell him, what does it smell?" Then when he will walk into my house, I'll tell him, what does it smell? When he comes out from Zainab. Deal, deal. Anyway, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from Zainab, she said, what that smell? إِنَّهُ مَعَافِيرٌ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مَغَافِيرٌ. Then the other one said the same. He said, "I only had honey in Zainab's. That's the problem. I only had honey in Zainab's house." She said, "Oh, smell." Then the other one said the same thing. Then the Prophet said, see, this is the point. He said, "I will never ever drink or eat honey again." Just because that makes them feel bad. Or they don't like the smell of the honey. Even though he loved the honey, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "I'm not going to take it again." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses from the Quran. Say, "Oh Muhammad, why you make things forbidden in yourself and Allah make it lawful for you?" يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ لِمَا تُحَرِّمْ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. But see the point, how much he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will do what will please them. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of patience with them. He used to talk to them, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every day, he will pass by his houses, his wives' houses, and he will talk to them, spend time with them, make dua for them, then he will go to the one he should sleep with. Every day. I can't imagine where he got the time from. You have one and you sometimes have 2-3 days, you don't have time to spend much to talk to them. But the Prophet said, no, and this is not an excuse for any one of us. He will make time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, see this story, which reported by Imam Muslim. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 9 wives, as you know, as Anas narrating the story. The Prophet ﷺ used to stay after Maghrib. He will go to one of them and he will spend time with them. All of them might gather in one house and he will talk to them. Anyway, one night he was in Aisha's house because it's her night. And it was dark. Then a woman, she gave her hand to the Prophet ﷺ. Then the Prophet ﷺ was all, it seems like he was going to pull her to be next to him. He thought she is Aisha because this is her house. But she was Zainab. She was Zainab. Then she said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am Zainab." Then he said, he pulled his hand back because this is not her night. Then Aisha, radiallahu anha, she got jealous. She starts arguing with Zainab, how dare you put your hand to the Prophet ﷺ in order for him to take you or pull you next to him. This is my night. They start arguing so much and their voice came loud. And the Prophet ﷺ looking at them smiled. Then Abu Bakr came, said, أخرج يا رسول الله إلى الصلاة وحثوا في أفواهن التراب. The Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr came to him, the father of Aisha, said, Ya Rasulullah, come to the prayer, Iqama's time. See, that means that he is spending this time with them. Even the time of the salah came, Abu Bakr came to the Prophet said, come unto the Iqamah and let them talk or put sand in their mouth. Let them يعني, shut their mouth, basically. Anyway, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was sitting also, and Aisha radiallahu anhu was sitting, and Sauda, other one of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha, she cooked that day, and I told you, she doesn't know how to cook good, radiallahu anhu. Anyway, she cooked a special food, it's called khazira, wahiya, it's kind of meat. Anyway, she cooked meat. Then it has meat and sauce. Then Sauda in one of the side, Aisha in one of the side. Aisha said to Sauda, eat. Mm-mm. Sauda said, no, I'm not going to eat. She said, eat. She said, no, I'm not going to eat from you. Eat, no. Then she said, if you're going to eat or I'm going to put this sauce in your face. Like, she put the sauce in your face. Playing with her. Joking. Then she said, Ya Rasulullah, can I? He said, yes. Then she dipped her hand in the sauce of the meat and she started painting Sauda's face with the sauce of the meat. Then Sauda, she looked at the Prophet ﷺ and she said, you can do it too. Then they start playing with each other, painting each other's faces, and the Prophet ﷺ laughed. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh came taking permission, the Prophet ﷺ said, go clean your face quickly and take this food from here. Aisha said, since then I was afraid for Umar because I saw the Prophet ﷺ respected him so much, even he would not allow us to joke in front of him, of Umar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also once was traveling. And Aisha and Hafsa were together. Even though they are one group, but still. In Aisha, her camels were shorter than Hafsa's camel. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he walked in the army, in the caravan, he will come and walk beside Aisha and talk to her. All of this to show you how much he will talk, spend time with them. Any chance. He walking in the caravan, he will leave them and he will walk with his wife. He will come to Aisha and talk to her. Hafsa, she is smart. She told Aisha, you know what? We're going to pass by area. There is a lot of views. You want to use my camels because higher camels? Bigger camels? Aisha said, yes. She's still a little. She said, yes, excited about seeing few things. But she didn't realize the trick, what Hafsa planning. When she ride Hafsa's camels, you know the camels had like a kind of partitions around it. So nobody knows who's exactly inside. Called Hawdaj. The Prophet ﷺ came to Aisha's camels, but Aisha's not there. Who's there? Hafsa. Then he started talking to her. Aisha said, I didn't look to anything else. I was only looking to them and so sorry and mad that they missed this chance. She said to the extent, wallahi, I put my foot in the camels was saddled. She said, I put my foot in the trees, the push of the trees, hoping a scorpion or a snake will attack me and I'll die but not to see this happening to me. I would rather die not seeing that happen to me in my own camels. That they are talking to each other. But the point again is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will talk to them, will have patience with them. Aisha once, she had argument with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she raised her voice over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam voice. Oh, it's not the end of the world. Her father was there. What he did? He came to make yani, deal between them. Abu Bakr slapped her daughter in her face. How dare you raise your voice over the Prophet ﷺ voice? Then the Prophet ﷺ, no, We don't ask you to be in the middle to do that. مَا سَأَلْنَاكَ لِتَصْنَعَ هَذَا. We don't ask you to be in the middle to slap her or to beat your daughter. No, I don't want that. Then Abu Bakr left. Then he said, I left. Then he came back and found them laughing. See, even the problem, it will not take so many days, so many hours. Problems happen. It will end right away. He said, when I came back, they laughing. I said, أَلَا أَشْرَكْتُمَانِي فِي صُلْحِكُمَا كَمَا أَشْرَكْتُمَانِي فِي حَرْبِكُمَا. He said, why you don't ask me now to join you while you're laughing? You have a peaceful time. You only ask me to involve when you have a fight. Yeah, and you join me in what is good also. Let me join with you. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also once he making i'tikaf. I'tikaf. One of his wives, which is Safiya, came and spent so much time with him. Talking to him so much late into the night. Then he walked her to his house, and this time two people passed by the Prophet ﷺ. Said, hey, don't walk quickly, she's my wife. Because she's covered, she's my wife, don't think bad. The Prophet ﷺ, he's not trying to save himself from people thinking bad about him. No, he's trying to save them, because if they think bad about the Prophet ﷺ, they will not become Muslim. This is kufr. Anyway, even the Prophet ﷺ, he will say to Aisha, I know when you are pleased with me or angry with me. He said, how? She said, when you are pleased with me, you will swear, when you make oath, you will say, the Lord of Muhammad. And when you are angry at me, you will say, the Lord of Moses, the Lord of Ibrahim. She said, I'll only leave your name, Ya Rasulullah. In Nabi Sallam, Aisha, she narrated to him the story of this 11 women. It takes 15 minutes to read it for you. He listening quietly. Hey, khalas, finish. I'm busy. Sometimes you are, but we do these mistakes, but we need to correct ourselves. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he might, and you will see all of his wives in one night. He will joke with them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sauda, she prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had long rukur. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I was holding my nose because the blood was coming out from my nose. It was so long rukur. And the Prophet smiled, and she used to make jokes. This generation said, she used to make jokes which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would laugh for. كانت تضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأشياء. Anyway, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha will drink from the cup, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will drink from the same spot she drank from. When she got a bite from the meat, he will bite from the same place she had her bite. To that extent, to show his love, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raised Aisha twice. Foot raise. Twice. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's amazing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take shower with his wives. And one of them, he will take shower with Aisha, with Safiya, together. Some narration, but it's weak, yeah, and it's not authentic. They have two containers they used to, yani split water on each other when they are taking the shower. كان لهما مغرفتان يتقاذفان الماء بهما. But it's not authentic. But anyway, the authentic narration, they used to take shower together, and they have only one container. Sometimes the Prophet take it first, sometimes she will take it first. Who take it first? It's even very nice, very lovely way of life. Ease life, full of ease, full of love. This life actually is not exist much in our marriage life, brothers and sisters. Why? We should ask ourselves that. We should know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all of his responsibility, he's the Prophet, he's the leader, he's the Imam, he's the Qadi, he's the Sheikh, he's the scholar, he's everything. And this was his part of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And believe me, what I left from his stories with his wife, more maybe than what I said to you. But I hope we learn today that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a great example for us. As a man to copy him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also we learn from his life, also as sisters to learn from this life, to know that this life is something you and your husband sharing together. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani so many times the sisters and brother complaining about yani their relationship turned to be very cold. Even though sometimes they will complain that their husband not anymore interested to sleep with them, leaving them behind their back, his back. And so many times wives talk and said, we cut our husbands watching bad things and doing bad things. We don't have any more love between us. Why he will do that? Why she will do that? Because this love is not warm between them. And they have to find a way to have a good relationship between each other. Because love is a very important thing for the marriage. But I will tell you something in the end. Not only love make this marriage survive. Sauda, the Prophet Hafsa radiallahu anha, the Prophet divorced her once. Allah ordered him to take her back because she was a righteous woman. He said, طَلَّقَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ طَلْقَ فَقَالَ رَاجِعْهَا فَإِنَّهَا صَوَّامَةٌ قَوَّامَةٌ. Allah told him, take her back. She prays a lot and she fasts a lot. It's not only a matter of love and how she looks like. There's other valuable things in the life between the both parties. It should be recognized. Umar يقول ما أكثر البيوت قوامها على الحب. Umar said, not most of the houses based on love, and that's true. Not most of the marriage based on love. But when there is love, it's the best marriage. But even though if the love is weak in your heart, that's not excuse for you to terminate your marriage. And nothing will solve your problems like yourself. Not sheikhs, not a counselor. They will not help you as much as you help yourself. They might advise, but to start from you and him. In yurida islaha, if they have intention for peace, for changing themselves, يُوَفِّقُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah will give them success. Dear brothers and sisters, I know I took more than what I should, but actually I was expecting you to stop me whenever you want me to stop. And end with that. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خيرا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.